Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 12th, Sunday, 2019, day 132. Today's topic, God has found someone after his own heart. Is that you? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 68, verses 28 to 35. 1 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 1 to chapter 13, verse 22. John chapter 7 verses 1 to 29. Proverbs 15 verse 4. Today's main passage. There's only one. 1 Samuel chapter 12 verses 13 to 14. You have done a foolish thing, Samuel said. You have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. If you had, he would have established your kingdom over Israel for all time. But now your kingdom will not endure. The Lord has sought out the man after his own heart and appointed him ruler of his people because you have not kept the Lord's command. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, yesterday's passage from 1 Samuel tells us about how the Holy Spirit gave Saul a new heart and he was being filled with the Holy Spirit and could speak in tongues and prophesy. He was anointed as king, but today's passage tells us that God told Saul that he could finish his job as a king because God has found someone who is after his own heart. Why could that happen? What is the problem? Is that God changed his mind? Or is that Saul changed from good to bad in such a short time? We can find the answer in Samuel chapter 12, verses 13 to 14. Because you have not kept the Lord's command. Because Saul had not kept the Lord's command, he was not those after God's own heart. Are you someone who is after God's own heart? Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, help me to become one of those who have kept your command so that we are after your own heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how has today's message given you inspiration? Number two, what is your next step that you can after God's own heart? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family member of the importance of what the gospel has. May the Lord bless you.